Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, Steve Miggs,
yes.
Speaking of music, you did get a message from a friend of yours, an old college buddy,
yes.
Yesterday, and you said you're thinking about some things that he put out there into the ether.
I have a buddy that's a fellow Kiss fan, so we've been going back and forth. We haven't talked to him forever, but it just shows that how music kind of brings you back together from time to time. Buddy from college, a fraternity brother, my buddy Josh, and I thought this was the funniest thing because he sent me a message. He's like, hey, dude, I just discovered the band Mother Love Bone. Wow. All I know about Seattle are the main ones, and he listed Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, and Soundgarden. And some would call them, in the world of Seattle grunge, quote unquote, they're the big four. He said Candlebox too, but who else should I check out? So I thought it'd be kind of fun because I know you're a big fan of that Seattle music scene.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a huge fan of the Seattle music scene. Top of mind, if we were going to put together the small four, which I don't know if that's the best way to call it, but you know, you got the big four, the bands that we all know and love, but maybe there are other bands that you feel deserve a spotlight that came out around that time. So I figured we shouldn't go with Mother Love Bone since he discovered that one already, but of course. I think you and I would both agree that this would, if we were going to put together like a Mount Rushmore of bands from Seattle that aren't the big four, this would be on it.
Without question.
And I'm pretty positive one of the ones, I'm curious to see if you're going to go with them. I'm pretty positive one of the ones is also one that I would pick as well.
Oh, well, my pick, are you ready, Steve Miggs, would be the Screaming Trees.
Yep. I mean, you got this song from the single soundtrack, especially. Oh. Freaking Dollar Bill always stops me in my tracks.
That entire Sweet Oblivion album is, in my opinion, like a masterpiece. And I would say, like, well, first of all, their second drummer, Barrett Martin,
That's
kind of who I named my child after, so.
Does he know that?
I don't think he does. I don't know if I need to tell him that.
You absolutely need to tell. If somebody named their child after me, I remember one time somebody said they named their cat after me and they named it Miggs and I was so fired up.
Oh my God.
I feel like Barrett Martin would be pretty fired up to know that you went with that.
Well, maybe if I ever have the opportunity, I'll let him know.
Okay, fine.
All right, what's the next band on the small four for you, Steve?
The one that came to mind pretty much immediately for me, it's the band that part of the reason why I moved out to the Pacific Northwest was so I could see these guys on a more frequent basis because they didn't really tour the country. They weren't in that situation where they could just go on the road all the time, but it would have to be Mudhoney.
I've only seen them live one time, and it was probably 10 or 15 years ago. They blew me away.
I remember seeing them in one of my first shows when I moved out here was at the Showbox. My car transmission was blown out. I'm doing 35 miles per hour. That's as fast as I could go on Aurora. I had to like walk my car into a parking spot and hope for the best that I could get it out after the show. Couldn't drive in reverse.
Oh my gosh.
Seen them at the Crocodile, seen them wherever. Any chance I get to see Mudhoney, I'm always going to go see them. All right, what about your next pick?
Well, this one is more of like a Seattle supergroup. So if he's digging the Seattle sound, I feel like he's really going to like Mad Season. My pain
is self-chosen. Definitely not a a record you want to listen to get fired up for like the weekend?
No.
But?
But around a bonfire on a Friday night.
Yeah. Oh. Lane's voice just sounds so great. What, Lane, Mike McCready.
Mike McCready, Barrett Martin.
Named after, your son named after him.
John Baker Saunders. And then Mark Lanegan did some vocals on this too.
Yes.
And the harmonies that they could pull.
Yeah, you're
just so stunning.
Right.
Do you have one more for me, Steve?
I do.
Mix?
Sorry, I was kind of getting into the. I just wanted to keep listening to this.
You're just feeling it.
It's so good. It's one of Lane's best vocal performances.
And
that's
I agree.
And that's saying a lot because he's put out some incredible vocal performances with Alice in Chains. So the last one that I went with, and follow me on this one, because I wouldn't even put them as one of my favorite Seattle bands. No disrespect. I think they're great. But I went with this band because I felt like they influenced the next phase of the Seattle music scene, at least for me, which is very important because when I moved out here, I got really into like the pop, rock, kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, but just like a poppier rock, indie rock kind of vibe, like the Harvey Dangers, the Death Cab.
Yeah.
My band was called Peter Parker. And we were all basically, you know, followers of this band that influenced so many groups. And I got to show them some love. And that's Ken and John from the Posies. I believe Mike Musburger on drums. Such a great drummer.
I love this song.
It's a great song. And it inspired so many bands after the grunge scene.
Oh, yeah. It's like savor it.
Mm. And then Ken went on to like playing with R.E.M. I remember seeing these guys. Like they would just always be hanging out at the Crocodile.
Cool dudes.
I didn't name my kids after them. They weren't that cool.
Not that cool.
But I mean, it's so I was thinking even like the Gits. I mean, I'm thinking like some just like, you know, out there bands, but like, you know, even Tad.
Grunt Truck.
Melvins. I mean,
so
it's
great.
Josh has got a lot to listen to. My buddy Josh, if he wants to discover some other Seattle bands from that time. I mean, we have so many to pick from.
Time to study.
The Daily Mix Show. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.